Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Elite Shine.
Hello?
Oh, hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. Yeah, I can hear you. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know, when you do a search on Google, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Yes. Could I actually stop you for just a second, please?
Okay.
I had a guy who reached out yesterday on the same call for the same exact reason. He was a different guy, and I understand you guys are pulling public information from Angie's Lead or maybe even Thumbtack, and that I'm that, you know, these jobs are not doing the best. And of course you guys reach out to us, and it's over the Google Service Lead. I actually know a lot about them. I was not just doing that, but I was doing quality assurance called QA. It's tech, you know, so learning Python, different things like that. So I'm pretty aware of like the tech side of things and how all of those things work. My thing is, I'm getting offered all of these different things. It sounds great. One guy offered even to build up my websites and make sure to get me to the top of Google with the 5-star reviews. I understand each person has their company. And it's a partnership. We make our money. You know, you guys get us through the subscription. My thing is, I'm already with Angie. I spent a lot of money with them, and I didn't get a good return. I'm not doing anything until I talk to them first, and I get everything resolved on that end with them, because I'm actually in a contract. When you sign with Angie, you sign a contract to where you have to pay a certain amount every month. And because I'm in a contract, doesn't make it any more comfortable for me to come and jump in a contract with any outside parties outside of them. My reasoning, because I'm already, one, losing money just by simply trying, you know, putting our business out there, expecting honesty and getting dead leads. Now, I'm not saying that you and your company would give me dead leads at all. And thank you for allowing me to speak, by the way. I'm just giving you a foreknowledge of what's been going on with me so far before you continue. I just want to let you know these things. So with that being said, that's what I'm going through right now. I have spent money. We have an actual company of not three people. We have a company of four people. We have two more people being added on. Well, we only give our service because we trust that the people on the other end stay true to their word and give us what we need, which are active leads so that we can go out and do the job. We ask for nothing less, nothing more than, but we know how some huge companies or bigger companies that generate more money, they like to take advantage of smaller businesses. Oftentimes, sometimes not the bigger businesses. I know that bigger businesses on there were actually getting good generated lead calls. What people don't know is that I am smart and I look into everything, any and everything. And I don't play no games, especially when it comes to my money. So I wanted to be upfront about all of those things right now. I told that to the guy yesterday, a different guy who reached out to me yesterday, who wants to provide the same exact service that you're trying to provide me now. There's nothing that's going to make me want to do anything with anybody until I kind of talk to Angie's, which I have to talk to them today, which I'll do that in probably like the next hour or two. After that, I don't have a problem. I would love to hear what you would have to say and the things that you offer. But as well, I wanted to just make you aware that I don't play no games, and that I'm already on top of things with other companies who aren't doing what they're supposed to do and holding their end like they should. I care about my business very much. I love what I do. I love cleaning, my cleaning business. We also do power washing, things of that nature. We care, and I will not tolerate any disrespect coming into the business industry on that end of just trying to get leads and not being able to get paid. It's not fair. It's not right. But that's the business, and that's the game we play when we enter the business world. So, but I just wanted to put that on the forefront just to let you know those things. And this energy is not towards you. It's just to let you know the leading events up to your call, which happens today.
So, I understand. I'm not surprised you're getting the calls. It's because that position opened up, but I hear everything you're saying. So I will flag you and throw you back in the hopper here. The next time they have that area open up, we'll reach back out, and hopefully you'll be able to negotiate your way out of the Angie list. But either way, perhaps the next time we speak, the timing would be better for you. Does that sound good?
Yes. So what I was thinking is that I don't mind having a call back from you sometime this evening or even tomorrow, you know, and to sit there and talk about it. And because right now you actually called me in the process of tallying up how much lead money has been taken out. I'm only telling you these things because, it's not that I don't want to work with you at all. I haven't even heard your proposal. But I'm just giving you a heads up that I'm interested in working with companies, but I don't play no games. Me and my people, we figure things out. We're very smart. We do play by the book. If we have to take things to court, we have money ready. We are sitting on money, really, really good money. And, but that's not the point. We just want a fair service. We just want to sign up for what we sign up for and do our job greatly. That's it. We're not hard people. We have great attitudes. We do great service. We just want to be treated fairly. When somebody brings a proposal to us, we expect them to, whatever they said within that phone call, everything that they said that should happen to happen. And so far, the services that we went with, whatever they said was going to happen has not happened. And we're not pleased right now. So we want to just take a step back for a second from those services. And if push comes to shove, I'm very, very busy, which is why I haven't tried to set it up myself. But I know how to create myself time because I'm a business owner now. I have to stop the 9-to-5. To create myself time. So if I have to create my time again to set my own marketing and Google services up, then I'll have to do that. But I would love to do a partnership if it makes sense. As we understand as business people, one thing we understand is that time is our friend and it's our most important value. So if I can set people in place to do the things that I don't need to do, it creates me more time. Which is one of the services that you offer, which is can create me more time without having to go do the marketing and chasing the leads around myself. That is my thing. I need somebody who's actually going to help us and not try to cripple our business. Because right now, we have companies right now, more than one, not just Angie, trying to cripple my business by sending me dead-end leads. And there's so many ways that I can figure out how they're dead and leads. I'm not going to give all of my ways and methods, but I can instantly tell what a dead end lead, is. For example, I'll give you one, just one, but I got many, but I'll give you one. And one is when they send that same lead in, but they send it for different cities. And they send it under the same information. They need this, the certain things done. But they send it out for each city and then they put a $68 tab on that lead, a $40 tab on that lead, and it's all from that same person, but you can pay for one lead, and when you reach out to that person, they never respond. So you reach out to them for the ad they made in Tempe, and they never respond. Now, that's if 60 plus 60 is 120. That's $120 gone already from a dead lead that's been sent in twice. They'll send that lead in four more times before they send in a different service. So if it wasn't power washing now, they'll send the cleaning service in. But they'll keep sending that same one in. They'll just change the information on it. But
I'm not. It's not the first time I've heard it. I've heard that before. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Al. My name is Al.
Al. Okay.
I'm young, but I'm learning, and I'm smart, so I understand what's going on. I'm just 25, but I'm smart, and I understand what's going on.
Oh, I hear that. I hear that. Okay. And what time this evening would work best for you?
Probably around 3, maybe.
3 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Conference. Okay. Okay, great. Al, I'm going to flag you and give you a call back at 3 o'clock. Good luck with Angie. I'm sure you'll be able to negotiate your way out of it. I'm sure you'll be able to. And we'll talk to you then, okay? Are you still with me? Oh, you cut out on me there. Okay. Okay, great. All right. We'll talk to you at 3, okay?
All right. I'll see you at 3.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.